Hi, I'm Margaret Cho. I'm about to get in bed with Joan. And I'm really excited, except for, like, I'm on my period right now, and I put a tampon in, like, an hour ago, and I have about 15 minutes left on it. So I'm not sure how long I can stay in bed with her without staining it. It's like a meter. It's running.
Good evening yet again. I'm Joan Rivers, and the show is still called In Bed with Joan. And you know what? Let's see who's coming out of the closet tonight. Hello? Ah! Margaret Cho!
Oh, yay! Thank you!
Look how great. Turn around once, so you look great. Okay, now sit down.
Yay!
All right, hello,
thank
my
you.
Darling.
Hello.
So good to have you.
So great to see you.
Okay, first of all, Margaret, I have to say to you, if you were Jewish, you would be Margaret Cho. You know that.
Thank you.
So have you ever played Israel?
Yes.
Have you ever played Israel?
No, I'm planning on it.
Are you serious?
Someday.
Yeah.
Someday.
Someday.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yes.
But you then be Margaret Cho. Okay.
Yes.
I really, because I love you so much, I wanted to know about you. Your father was a comedy writer as well
yeah.
as...
Yeah.
But he wrote in Korean?
He wrote in Korean, in Korea. Well, they're Korean. So they...
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. And so he wrote joke books in Korea, and he also is a very funny guy, always. You know, I talk to them every day, my parents. They're very funny people.
Does he look at your act, and does he think it's funny? Does
yeah.
he not get it?
No, he thinks it's really, really funny, and he always tries to give me advice. And, you know, he's very, you know, he's a comic.
Yeah.
You know?
So give me one of his jokes. First in Korean, what doesn't translate? What do you say you have to be there?
You have to be there to eat the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even remember. It's hard. You had to be there.
Yeah.
But no, listen. I found a place I want to take you to that is in Los Angeles. And they serve the dog soup. They don't serve the dog. They serve it with lamb, I think.
Have you eaten dog? I was worried. Can I ask these questions?
Yeah.
Because BLT, when I went to China, stood for bacon, lassi, and tomato. All right. That was my little joke. So
it's not a joke, it's real.
But it's real. And why do they get upset? Some people eat horse, some people eat dog.
Right.
Yeah. And everyone gets crazy. Do you eat dog? Like, they say, oh, special tonight, puppy?
I don't eat it regularly. I think I've had it before, like when I was a kid. I mean, I don't seek it out. You know, I have dogs, so it would be hard. You know, I have rescue dogs and stuff. It would be, I know, we love dogs. So it would be hard to actually eat it. But there is a place for people who miss it. I believe it's illegal to serve it in a restaurant here.
Why?
I know. I don't know why, but I think it's a thing. So, but they serve the recipe without the dog, but they substitute lamb, I think.
Or you can bring your own, whatever you want to.
Yeah.
What is it?
BYOB. Bring your own beagle.
Bring your own beagle.
But it's called Boxingtang. That's what the dish is. Boxingtang.
Now, you're married.
I am married.
Okay. Is he Korean?
No. He's actually a German-American.
So what did you bring to the marriage? You say, these are some of the meals that I have as a child, I want you to have, darling.
Well, what I
or vice versa. Does he bring, like, Jew fingers?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
delicious.
Yeah.
matzah balls.
He brings you matzah balls?
Yes. What I brought to the relationship first was a slanted vagina, because that's what Asian women have. So he was really into that. That's why we got together in the first place, because he just likes his, you know, it's a little crooked.
That's good, so you can lie on your side.
Yeah, you can lie on your side. It's so good.
You can watch TV over your shoulder.
Right. It's perfect. You don't get a crick in your neck. You know?
Did he move with you for Drop Dead Diva? Did he move down?
No. I actually commute. You know, I commute between Atlanta and Los Angeles, and then I'm also on the road all the time. So, I mean, you know, we've been together for like 13 years. It's not, we don't need to see each other every day.
No, but it's good to watch him.
Yes.
You know, I trust you, and a dalliance on the road with you, I understand you're a lonely woman.
Right.
But nothing with him, you got to be careful.
No. He can do whatever he wants. He and I have an open relationship.
So do you tell that to people?
Yeah, because I want to have sex with as many people as possible. You know, it takes a village. It's one person is not enough, you see.
So what would happen if you found out you were pregnant? Would you know it was his?
Well, it would depend on when it came out, I would know.
Yeah.
You know, I could be able to tell. But, you know, I wouldn't know until then, because there's a lot going, there's a lot up there.
And has he ever said to you, darling, I have a surprise, there's going to be another member tonight at Christmas Eve dinner?
There usually is. You know, he's very handsome, very popular with the ladies. And sometimes we'll have another, with a third, you know, a lovely lady over that he'll have a date with. And, you know, we'll have dinner. I'll make her dinner. I might make her a bushing towel. And, you know, we'll hang out, watch television.
When did you know you were going to go? I know you forever. I remember when you were doing your, that's when I first met you, Sandy Gallen was your manager.
Yeah.
And you were doing the first sitcom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All American Girl, 1994, that's a long time ago.
And you were very young.
Yes,
and you were like the hot item.
Yes,
and very exotic.
Yes, super exotic.
Yeah, and when did they realize you're not exotic, you're just funny?
Thank you.
You're just funny.
I don't know. You know, it's one of those things where you just have to keep on going. And you, when you're new, you know, like when you first come out there, they're just like, "What do you make of it? What do you do?" Even you were so original that when they saw you, they were just like, "This is the first time this has ever happened." So it was just like me, the same thing.
You're a very good actress. You're a wonderful writer.
Thank you.
You know, you write a lot of Drop Dead Diva.
I suggest things.
Do you say, I really think my character should do this and this, or here's a great idea?
I try to contribute things, and I try to contribute ideas and ideas for shows, and, you know, it's never, you know, since I'm not really an official writer or producer on the show, I just suggest things, and they usually employ them, which is really, really nice.
How often do you break in your comedy stuff?
I try to do it some, like maybe every other day, every 2 days, 3 days, something like that. How often do you go on stage?
Unfortunately, it's down to once a week now, and it really upsets me.
Oh, no. Why only once a week?
Because I commute to do this.
Yeah.
I commute to do Fashion Police, and I'd like one night to see friends.
Right, right.
And then there's usually one night left free, and I go immediately into a comedy club.
Right.
Immediately. But I love that. Now, you dated everybody.
Yeah, still.
Still.
Continue to. Continue to.
Okay. Quentin Tarantino, I'm dying to know.
I love him.
What was he like in bed?
Well, he's really sexy. He's really fun. He's really adventurous. He's really
different. Adventurous how? Yeah.
Well, he's just a different kind of guy because, you know, you can tell in his films because he thinks differently. And so he makes love differently. It's just one of those things. Like, he's just beautiful and just a wonderful, wonderful lover and a great person and a great director.
Do you still see him from time to time?
No, I haven't seen him for a while. The last time I saw him was when he was scouting locations for Django Unchained. And he was just talking to me about it. And, you know, it's just, every time I see him, it's so wonderful. As I get older, I see these people and, you know, you just know him, you know, in your heart. And he's just marvelous.
Who did you sleep with you didn't like?
Who I didn't like? Gosh, that's hard to say.
I love that people have had a life. You know what I'm saying? Had no life. This is the life. This is it. There are no stains, I always say, there are no stains on this bedspread.
Well, almost, because I got like 5 minutes left on this tampon.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, you know, it's like a meter when you put it in, and then, you know, I asked Melissa if I should change my tampon, and she goes, well, maybe I don't think so.
Yeah. Well,
she was the one who told me that it was all right, so you got to blame Melissa. Who didn't I like sleeping with? I don't think anybody. Everybody's had something good.
Nobody's disappointed you?
No, and nobody gave me herpes.
Did you ever get, because you are an open marriage person.
Yeah.
Did you ever get anything from somebody? You have to.
No.
Were you scared?
So far, not. So far. And I'm pretty, you know, I studied to be a nurse, and so I can tell, like, STDs, I can see them, and I can feel them by sight. You know, I can tell, like, it's like Braille. You know, I can read an STD with my fingertips. I'm like the Helen Keller of STDs, seriously. So I can tell, you know, because I mean, you know, Asian woman, nurse, you know, that's I have experience.
You were going to be a nurse?
I was going to be a nurse, and they kicked me out because I'm not Filipino. Three. They said, please leave.
How far along did you get?
I got along to the part, I was actually working with dead bodies quite a lot, and I got pretty far along, and I just felt like I didn't want to do it anymore. You know, I was carrying a bunch of arms from a room to another room, and then I didn't have room, so I just put one like, and at that point, when I put the arm here, I thought, I gotta quit. This is not good.
People expect you to be wise. Because you're Asian.
I think so. I think they do. Also, you know, because I'm older, like, than them, a lot of people. You know, I'm 44 now, so.
Yeah, but, you know, look, the skin stays.
Thank you.
Black don't crack.
Right.
And what is it? And yellow don't mellow. You didn't hear that?
That's perfect. Beige don't age.
Beige do age.
You look great.
Well, we know why.
You look beautiful.
Have you done anything yet?
Well, I was thinking about some kind of facelift, although...
You don't need it.
Well,
yes.
It's never enough. I would like a spam key on the back of my head so I could tighten it. You know, like I want to tighten it. Like, it's never enough. So, eventually, we'll see.
Do you think, and again, it's such a racist thing, but I'm sure you get this all the time, that Asian women are theoretically hotter in bed, you know, that whole thing.
Well...
And nurses.
Yeah.
So the two combo.
That's
a big combo, honey.
Well, I do tend to think that our vaginas are smaller because I've also been with quite a few Asian women. And I've been comparing the size. I have a caliper. So I can compare the sizes. And I have a tendency to think the Asian woman's vagina is a little bit tighter.
So that's good.
I think it's good.
And are Asian men smaller? They say,
I'm not so much experienced that. I've actually spent a lot of time with Asian men, a lot of time with black men, a lot of time with white men, and I find Asian men to be quite comparable to black men in
so
the largesse.
In the opposite.
Yeah, it's like a long grain rice.
Let me ask you about your tattoos. Yeah. I just saw you are...
Yeah, I'm totally tattooed.
Look at this.
My whole body.
Take a good shot.
Look, okay.
Amazing. When did you start, and how do you know that you want to keep it? You know, I change my wallpaper every 2 years. You know what I'm saying? This is so permanent.
Yeah, well, it's really permanent, but at the same time, you know, I'm 44, so I don't have that much longer to go. And so, to me, it's just very joyful. I started like 10 years ago, and I don't decide it myself. My tattoo artists, who I'm friends with, decide, and they think, oh, this will go here, and I don't think about it very much.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Is there any time, if you leave it up or down, no, whatever you want, that's fine with me. Is there ever a time when you put something on, you go, the tattoo doesn't look right?
No, because you get to a point where you don't see them anymore because they're always there. So I kind of don't know. But, you know, maybe I might, you know, I'm not sure. Maybe I wouldn't wear a corsage also because it would be too busy
right.
with my tattoos.
Yeah, yes.
You know.
That would be busy.
It would be busy.
It would be busy.
A lot of stuff going on.
Is it, do they fade? Because I want to get a little tattoo on my arm.
Ooh, you should. You
yeah.
should.
Does it hurt?
It hurts too much.
But not is getting it a tattoo then.
Too much, but it's a good excuse to take painkillers.
Oh, all right, so happy.
Yeah, so it's good. But it does fade in time, you know, in the sunlight and stuff, it does definitely fade.
But I think it's, and is that on your back too?
Oh yeah, I got so much on my back. It's
all
over.
Oh my God, look at this.
It goes everywhere.
This is unbelievable.
It's crazy. It's really everywhere. So it's everywhere, but I don't necessarily show them off that much because, you know, I just don't think
They're
about
great.
It.
They're great.
Thank you.
Okay, good. What did your mother say? Here we go.
Oh, my mother hates them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hates them. I don't like tattoos. That's too much. I don't like. But, you know, she hates it. But then my mother has her, like, eyebrows tattooed and her eyeliner tattooed. Like, she practically has fucking prison tears.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's a double standard, I think.
Yeah, yeah. You have the best body. When I saw you, when I went down to do a Drop Dead Diva, I always thought of you because when I first saw you, you were
oh yeah, I was a big fat girl.
How do you keep thin? And are you very conscious of it?
I'm not that conscious of it. You know, I don't really try to do anything. I think it really actually is menopause. You know, like the closer I get to menopause, the more weight I lose.
No,
it's the opposite. In my family, we get smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, with Asian women, we start out beautiful and then suddenly it's gone. You know,
make
suddenly,
sure you tell this to your husband.
Yeah, yeah. Suddenly,
that'll cheer him up.
It's over in a second. It's like suddenly we're a dried fish. Like so fast. So you don't really, you know, it's a strange thing. We sort of deteriorate, at least in my family.
When, we'll never, as a comedian, it will never, never, never be over.
No, I hope you, not. Not, you never. I don't want it to be. I want to be like you. I want to be you, basically.
Forever.
Always. I just want to be like you and have a wonderful, joyful life in comedy.
If you had to choose between acting or stand-up, which would you go?
Because
you do both so
it's
well.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard, but I love comedy. You know, this is what we do. You know, it's our life. We have to do it whether we get paid or not, whether we get, you know, success or not.
Were you ever in trouble for something you said? Because I'm always in trouble.
I'm always in trouble. However, because I'm an Asian American, because I am also queer, you know, I'm bisexual, and also because, I'm all these different minorities, I can kind of pull the Maya Angelou card. You know, I can get all Alice Walker on people, you know, and just, because people, you know, when you get that to that point, when you're also an author and stuff, you sort of become unassailable. So I can totally do that.
Who was your mentor? Who did you look to when you were young? Gotcha. Was there anybody like you were watching? Did you watch American television or Korean television?
Well, I watched, you know, I have to say this, I watched you.
You watched,
I watched
me?
You. I watched you on Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
and
that was...
you were doing a set. And you were talking about Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
And I was laughing so hard, and I thought you were like the queen of the world.
And do you remember what we did? She had just choked. So they had me choking as Elizabeth Taylor. The minute they popped it out, I started to eat again.
So good. It's so good. And what's her blood type?
Wait.
Ragu.
Ragu.
That joke was so amazing, and I saw you there, and I said, that's who I am. That's what I want to do.
Isn't that, see, out there, see, some people like me.
See what you've done, see what you've done.
Do you help younger comics?
All the time.
Do you really?
All
You don't
time.
Worry, because I'm not that generous.
No, you got to
you know
help.
I mean?
But you have to help younger comics.
Well, to a point.
No, no. You know, the thing is we've got, especially women, it's so important.
Well, do you think, they just interviewed me, I want to ask you, and they said, oh, women, there are no women in late night, and it's a man's club. Do you really think that, you just think there's no woman that's right for late night that came in?
Well, you were right for late
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that's why I was I there.
Mean, yeah, that's why you need to have another show. That's why you need to take over the Tonight Show. I mean, I don't care, but, you know, Leno's great, Fallon's great, but it should be you.
What about San Francisco? Who'd you start with? Robin Williams started with you?
No. He was a little bit before me, although I love him. The people that I started with around the same time as Louis C.K.
Oh.
I saw you make out.
Oh, I
think he's the best.
Is he great?
Oh, he's the best.
Have you done a show yet?
Not yet. I've been begging for him
right
to put me on. Please, Louis, I told you in Sydney, Australia, that I wanted to do your show, and Joan was great on it. You need me on there. I love you, Louis.
Louis, why not?
I love him.
Why not?
I love him.
Oh, he's good. There's certain ones you just go, bingo.
Was it sexy to make out with him?
I know.
What?
He was adorable.
What?
He was adorable.
So hot, I think. He likes his balls played with.
Oh, really?
That's what I know about him. That's all I really know.
He didn't tell me that.
Yeah. No, but I know that that's to be true.
Okay.
I know that to be true.
Well, we should tell these things to Melissa because, you know, you never know, she'll bump into him.
Yeah. Well, I love him.
Who else?
Mark Maron.
And what is he like in bed?
Mark Maron. Oh, what's Mark Maron like in bed?
Yeah.
His penis is too large.
Too large?
For me. I'm Asian woman. I have kind of a slanted, smaller vagina.
So did you say to him, ouch?
No, I was just I didn't expect it. You know, I love Mark Maron. You've been on his podcast.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Mark, he's very handsome. But
a comic, yes.
No, I think he's very sexy. And we had talked about having sex for probably about 15 or 16 years. So, you know, I did his podcast and we finally did it. And then he's so self-deprecating. I thought he would have a small penis, but it's actually much larger than you would imagine.
Who surprised you?
Who surprised you in bed?
In small ways.
Oh, in small.
What comics? Because let's just go through all the comics.
Yeah, who's got a small one?
All right, so who we had? Give me some names.
Jeff Ross.
Oh, I don't know. I think Jeff Ross would probably have a very large and veiny. Jeff Ross's cock, to me, seems veiny and very wide like a beer can.
Well, Jewish. A Jewish.
Yeah, like a good, you know, like a good, you know.
Like a Jewish penis.
Like a mensch.
Yeah, a mensch.
You know, really thick.
Yeah, that's Jewish.
And veiny, stays hard, probably could go maybe more than once.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I've always found Jeff to be very sexy. We've also talked somewhat about having sex, but the timing was wrong.
Who haven't you had sex with?
I have not had sex with Jeff Ross. I have not had sex with Louis C.K. I've not had sex with Sarah Silverman.
Do you think she would? Do you think she goes both ways?
No. She's straight, but I think she's absolutely lovely and very funny.
Oh, yeah. Very funny.
So funny. Actually, a genius. I think she is not, she is underrated as a comedian because she's so beautiful.
Yes.
That people really do not understand that she's actually truly a genius.
Yes. Yeah. When somebody's that pretty, the other one, again, they don't realize, Kate Moss.
Yeah,
oh,
so
my.
Funny.
That
bitch is hilarious.
Oh, sometimes I just go, stop it, Kate.
I know, seriously.
Just go back to sniffing.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore, okay? And wipe your nose, honey. We hope that's not Lindsay powder. How long is your act?
Gosh, maybe an hour and a half? Trying. How long do you do?
An hour. Hour 15.
I saw you in Scotland, and you did about an hour and 45 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
Never.
You did.
Well, I fainted.
No, you were so amazing.
It took time for the EMS to come out.
No, you were so amazing. And so, well, always
back
amazing.
At you. Okay, Melissa, you have your, we always do at the end, at the wrap up, we play a game.
Desert Island date.
Oh, yes.
So you want to be stuck on a desert island.
Okay.
We have some choices. Lindsay Lohan or Courtney Love?
Oh, Courtney Love has better drugs. I mean, Lindsay Lohan might have OxyContin or whatever, but Courtney Love has chloral hydrate and propofol. That's a much better date.
Yeah, much better.
Much better date, I think.
Tito or Jermaine?
Oh, God.
It's a tough one.
Why do you Didn't Jermaine change his last name to Jack's son? He's rising in the...
Yes. S-U-N.
I think it would have to be Jermaine.
Deeper.
Deeper. Deeper.
Deeper. Oprah or Gail?
Oh! This is like Sophie's Choice. This is not easy. How can you...
Oprah or Gail?
Gail.
Spit it out, Margaret.
Gail.
I'm so glad you came. Thank you so much. Everybody, it's Margaret Cho.
Yay! Thank you.
Now, would you do Bang Bang?
Bang bang.
No, the clapper. You don't like the bad.
This was such a great session in bed with Joan, and I love her so much. It's like, you know, when I see her, it just really literally makes me want to cry. Also, my pad made it. My tampon leaked, but my pad saved the day.
Margaret and I go back to 1994, but I've never really sat down and talked to her before. And that was very exciting. I love the openness sexually. I thought that was great. But the most amazing part of the whole interview was, while she was in the house, the dogs disappeared. They never barked.